you're watching this presentation, you get it. You know deep down inside your gut something's not right. Our nation needs help.
Millions of people are crying for help on the inside, but no one hears them. Listen to them.
When 7 out of 100 people struggle with depression, even contemplating suicide, and 14 are crippled with anxiety and fear, and 60 out of 100 don't profess to know Jesus Christ.
We are living in a world that hurts. Well, our hope is in Christ.
And because you know this hope, you are about to become a part of a movement that will transform this nation one heart at a time. Working together with local churches under the umbrella of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, you are about to become a part of a massive nationwide outreach called My Hope America. Together, we'll proclaim the one message that can radically change a human heart and fundamentally alter the course of a nation, the gospel of Jesus. This strategy is pretty straightforward and highly effective. It's about relationships, and it's based on a man in the Bible named Matthew. Matthew was a disciple or follower of Jesus. When Matthew met Jesus, he was changed. He wanted to share his good news with everyone, so naturally, he threw a party. You're a modern-day Matthew. Now, this just isn't about social gatherings. It's about life and death stuff. It's important. It's history-making. It's life-changing. Now is the time for those you know and love to meet Jesus.
What you doing?
Thinking.
You nervous?
A little. I mean, we haven't done anything like this before.
I know. But I am excited to see what happens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, who should we invite?
First person I thought about was Juan.
Yeah, Juan.
Mm-hmm. I used to see him all the time, but not so much anymore.
Well, then we should definitely invite him. Yeah.
Okay. Who else?
I was thinking about my friend Joanne.
Yeah, Darren just told me she got laid off from her job.
Yeah. Joanne?
Okay. Well, I'm gonna head to the gym.
Okay. Well, there's this woman that I see at the grocery store. I see her all the time, and
yeah,
she probably won't be interested.
Why not? You don't know. Invite her.
Okay, I will.
Okay?
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, Mr. Landis.
Hey, Miss Diaz.
Hey.
Hi.
Is Juan around?
Yes, he is. Let me call him.
Great.
Juan, you have visitors.
Oh, hey.
Juan. Hey, man. You know my wife, Kathy?
Oh, hi. Hey. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Friday night, we're having some people over. We're going to be sharing a video, but also playing some b-ball afterwards. And we'd love for you to come by if you can.
Yeah, sounds great.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good.
It's been a while since we played. So
yeah. Hey, Sandra.
Hey.
Hey, whatever happened to that deal you were working on?
It feels good.
Oh, no.
Business is slow, but hopefully things will work out.
Well, listen, I was wondering, my husband and I are having a get-together this weekend with some friends, some food, and we're going to watch a program on TV about hope. I would love it.
You know what? I'm leaving.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know anybody there.
Oh, well, you know me. That's fine.
Well, that's true. Let me think about it.
Yeah. Hey, guys!
Hi. I hope we're not too late.
Oh, my goodness. You're like the first to arrive. What is this?
My specialty.
You shouldn't have, but I'm glad you did. Hey! I'm so glad you can make it.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey guys, let's get started.
I want to welcome you all here. I cannot tell you how excited we are to have you. It means so much to Mike and me to have you in our lives. And as I mentioned, we're going to watch a video tonight, one that's really special to us. So, let's do it, honey. Sure.
You are made in the image of God. God created you, and God has a purpose for you, and He loves you. Whoever you are, He loves you. He became sin. Think of it. Jesus Christ, this pure, this wonderful, the greatest person that ever lived, the holiest person that ever lived, the Son of the living God, became sin. Through Christ, we can have the most fundamental relationship in life restored. If you put your faith and your confidence in Him.
There's something else we wanted to share with you tonight. A few years ago, Mike and I went through a rough time in our marriage. And honestly, I didn't think we were going to make it. But something happened. Something that healed our marriage. Make us better people. And that's a relationship with Jesus Christ.
We couldn't have made it on our own. So one night, we made a decision. Together, we sat down and we prayed the very same prayer that was on that program tonight. We decided to give our entire lives over to Jesus, total control. And you know what? Since that night, our lives have been totally different. We actually are learning to forgive each other like Christ forgave us. And I can tell you truly, right now you can choose to make a change, to change your life, to change your heart forever. And it only takes a moment. If you would you pray with me? Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I invite you to come into my heart and life.
Amen.
Day when you invited me to your house, I almost said no because, how do I say this? Well, things at home aren't real good for me right now. My husband, our marriage may not last. I want it to work, and I know he does too. It's just we fight all the time. I didn't know where to turn.
But now, well, I think in some way you were sent to help me.
I just want to say thank you. You're welcome anytime.
I'm so glad you're in my life. And don't forget, I'm looking forward to seeing you in church on Sunday.
Now it's your turn to be part of something bigger than yourself. But just like the Matthews and our scenario, you won't be in it alone. Remember, whenever you lift up the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is with you. Jesus promised his disciples that God the Father would send the Holy Spirit to teach and empower them to be a witness. He's done the same for you, and that's a powerful promise. You also have relevant and carefully planned resources through the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Use them to get started, to keep organized, and to assist with all of the important follow-up. Plus, local pastors and churches are mobilized to stand with you as you share the hope that you found in Jesus Christ. And you're doing it in a very personal way, opening your home and heart to those around you. So here's our My Hope strategy in 5 clear steps. First, look around. The key is to really look at the people you connect with every day. Consider fellow classmates or coworkers, friends, folks in your immediate community. A lot of hurting people are just waiting for the right kind of invitation. Why not let it be yours? And no matter how okay they seem to be on the outside, if you're not sure that they know Christ, write their names on your list. Second, look up. Commit to prayer. Pray specifically for each person on your list. Pray fervently that they say yes to our invitation and yes to Jesus. And pray consistently, making it a daily priority. Don't underestimate it and don't neglect it. Prayer is the key to this monumental effort. Step 3, look out. Keep your eyes open for ways to invest in those that you plan to invite. Be intentional about strengthening your relationships. A small gesture, a kind word, or a sincere conversation about what's on their mind can mean so much. Share your concerns and your time, and watch what God does. Next, you're going to look forward. This involves preparing yourself spiritually. Extend a personal invitation to everyone on your list. Invite them over for a meal and a relaxing conversation. Let them know you plan to show a video. If doubts arise or if the nerves flutter, trust God and move forward in faith. You've been praying for months and the Holy Spirit is with you. At the appropriate time, invite your guests to make themselves comfortable as you introduce the My Hope video. Be confident and prayerful. This video was inspiring and thoughtfully produced. But most importantly, it boldly presents the gospel of Jesus Christ. After watching the video, turn off the program and share your story, but be brief, make it 3 minutes or less. Invite others to accept Jesus. In Him, you're offering redemption, restoration, wisdom, unconditional love, salvation, eternal life, and so much more. Before the evening is over, make sure to invite everyone to visit your church on Sunday. Then follow through with our 5th and final step in a My Hope strategy. Look after, whether they've made a decision for Christ or not. Look after all those who attended. Here's what the materials you've downloaded from our website or collected from your church play a major part. The My Decision pamphlet should be given to each person who prays the prayer of salvation and to those who express interest in receiving Christ. Use the Living in Christ booklet to organize a weekly Bible study in your home. It outlines 4 key lessons that are imperative for new believers. Remember, the needs are great, but our answer is sure. Hold fast to what the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15. Sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. God bless you, guide you, and empower you as you join thousands of Matthews across the nation for this powerful movement of hope.